Welcome, this is Sananda. Continue to relax. Let your heart be open, especially to yourself. And rather than monitoring the particular thoughts that are occurring in your mind, explore setting your mind to a softness, a gentleness, or a kindness. So that, as it were, if you find that you are witnessing thoughts that are self-critical or self-doubting, the setting of your mind allows you not to take those kinds of thought too seriously. But to witness them as coming from a part of you that is experiencing some difficulty. And then imagine your mind further. Imagine your mind or your mental body not only as being gentle or in some way soft, but also flowing. And in particular, imagine that it is made up of flowing waves, and that the distance between the crests of each wave is quite long, whatever you imagine it to be. Like a gentle sea that you could comfortably float upon. Indeed, imagine that now, that you are able to float upon the sea of your mind, and imagine that it is night time, and that above you there is a clear sky full of brilliant stars, radiant with stars, some the familiar patterns of stars you know, but perhaps others as well, that somehow are emerging out of the darkness and shining a benign, a kindly light on you as you float on these gentle, long waves undulating through your mind. Your mind has many frequency patterns, some very rapid, some like these that you're exploring, much slower and longer. To some extent, they correspond to your experience of time. When time feels as if it's going quickly, you may find that your mental waves are quick too. When you feel relaxed and at ease, as if all the world is a long summer day, then you're focusing on those longer waves. when you're with those longer waves, when you're floating on this gentle undulation of your mental body, it's easier to be at peace with yourself, to let go of those doubting voices and thoughts that seem to want to undermine you, to remind you of long lists of reasons why you can't do something. Imagine those long lists as you float upon the sea of your mind. Lifting upwards, leaving you, floating upwards from you, drawn towards the light of those stars, as if each star gives off light in a spiral like a vortex that draws to it the particular energies that that star is wonderfully good at dissolving and transmuting and giving back to the source to be made new, to be purified. And as you float upon the sea of your mind, imagine each star giving to you with its light this renewed, purified mental energy. And that each star connects with one or more places in your mind, as if this sea of your mind is made up of unique spaces, every space connected, all part of the sea, but each space as you encounter it, with its own distinct flavor, feel, and purpose. And part of the purpose of these many spaces in your mind is to connect each one with the star whose mood and quality and essence it matches most closely. For just as your body can be said to be made of stardust, so your mind is made of the light of stars. And continue to give upwards to the stars above. Whatever might trouble your mind, or have troubled it in the past, and is still there with its echoes, and as you do this, feel yourself lighter and lighter, floating more and more easily upon this sea. Perhaps it's as if the stars draw closer, become more vivid or larger, more alive. And you can feel your mind speaking to the souls of the stars. Every thought you create is like a new constellation, a new set of connections between individual spaces in your mind, a new flow of light. Little closer to your physical body, your human presence, the life you are living. And imagine yourself embodying the light of the stars. Living the song they create together. Dancing your dance in response to theirs. Letting their light live through you and with you. And know their beauty in you. And come to your heart again. Let it be open to all the universe. Feel the love that comes from the universe and the support that the universe gives. And be at peace. Choose. Come from floating upon this sea of your mind to be present here and now in the outer world and with our love.